China Trade by S.J. Roseanne, narrated by Christine Marshall.
Chapter 1. I jumped a pothole in Canal Street as I dashed between honking cars and double-parked ones. A cab driver trying to beat the light screeched on his brakes and cursed me, luckily in a language I don't speak. Pinballing along the sidewalk, from fish cellar to fruit merchant to sidewalk mahjong game, I charged up Canal and down Mulberry. I pushed my way through the throngs of shoppers, who are mostly local this time of year because Christmas is over, but we're coming up on Chinese New Year. I hopped curbs, squirmed sideways, and tried not to elbow old ladies as I raced to the old school building on Mulberry opposite the park. When I finally got there, I stopped. I drew in sharp, cold air until my heart slowed and my breathing was back to normal. Then I calmly climbed the stairs and rang the bell. I hate to be late. I especially would have hated to be late to a business meeting with one of my own brothers. Though, given the way this all turned out, it's obvious to me I should never work for my family again. In Chinatown, though, it's not that easy. They can't not ask you, and you can't say no. Not that it was Tim who'd asked me. He hadn't been the one who called, and he hadn't been mentioned. That told me a lot. It told me he didn't approve of hiring me, though he hadn't stopped it. Well, he couldn't, could he? Don't get my little sister, she'll screw up and I'll never live it down. No, he would have to pretend he thought I was the greatest private investigator since Magnum P.I. in order to save his own face. But I knew what he was thinking. My family all thinks it. The heavy wooden door, left over from when the building actually was a school, swung open.